The Case of the Vanishing Violin. Who would want to make a violin disappear?
The first time Ivy Chin laid eyes on Jonah Park, he was seated on the school steps playing the violin, totally engrossed in the music. She sat down to listen, complimenting him afterward. By Monday, when he ran into Ivy again, his violin was gone.
"I left it in the practice room,"
he said, eyes wide with disbelief.
"Locked the door and everything."
That same day, rumors started flying. Some said Jonah had faked the theft to get attention. Others whispered that it was an act of revenge carried out by a former friend consumed with jealousy. Ivy didn't put much stock in rumors, and Jonah didn't fit the profile of a liar. After visiting the scene of the crime herself, she noticed that the door was secured with a digital keypad. Just then, Dean, her best friend and occasional hacker, came down the hallway and peered over her shoulder.
"Over 10,000 combinations," he said. "You'll never guess it."
"I wasn't going to guess. I was going to investigate,"
she said with a half smile. Dean gestured toward the keypad.
"The code's for staff only. No one gets in unless a teacher punches it in for them. Unless someone was peeking."
Next stop was the office of the music teacher, Mr. Rolston.
"I gave the code to some students for a weekend club meeting,"
he began, a little flustered.
"But I, guess I forgot to reset it afterward,"
he said, adjusting his glasses.
"Whoever wanted to could have, well, theoretically, gotten in."